This time we're chatting with an entrepreneur who's an ex-factory worker. He left all that behind to become one of the UK's leading online experts. He's also one of the most down-to-earth entrepreneurs that you're ever likely to meet. He originally hails from the northeast of England. So John Thornhill is a true British success story. But how did he get started and what challenges did he face along the way? Let's find out. John, it's great to meet you.
Hi, thanks for having me. I feel honoured to have been asked to do this, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, a little bird told me that you started out online selling on eBay. Is that right?
That is right, yeah. I'll try and keep this short because it's quite important that I tell people this. I started looking to make money online around 2000 and tried some crazy, crazy things. And it was around 2002... I discovered eBay, and I was fascinated by the fact you could take literally anything and sell it and make money. But what got me and got my attention was I saw a lot of people were selling, they were selling like eBooks, but not in digital format. They were selling them on a CD-ROM. I don't know if you remember back in the day, you would burn files to a CD. Mm-hmm. And I basically bought this CD-ROM of someone. It had about 25,000 ebooks on with resale rights, and I paid around $50-$60 for this. Now, when it arrived, I thought to myself, wow, this person spent around maybe $5-$6 to get this to me, including postage. I'm going to do the same because everything had resale rights. So I copied the disc, as you do, and put it on eBay, and for a little while it was doing okay. The problem was lots and lots of people were doing the exact same thing. One thing about eBay is you can see what's selling, you can see what's not selling, you can see how much people make. So, you know, I was watching people who were doing okay, but then slowly but surely the earnings were dropping, the prices were dropping. So I had this idea that I would take individual eBooks, so that the best ones from the collection, and just sell them on their own for anything between $1 and maybe $10. And it flew, it took off. Now, so originally I was literally selling a zip file, or sometimes I would send the ebook as an attachment. That's how I would deliver it.
Wow.
But over the course of around 6 months, I developed a system where someone would come to me on eBay. They would spend $1 or $2 or maybe a little more sometimes. I would deliver the ebook automatically. I would leave feedback automatically. Basically, everything got automated. And I got to a stage where I was selling around 100 to 150 ebooks per day. So I was doing okay. I was doing, you know, $300-$400 gross per day. Now, this is what I want to mention. My breakthrough came. Now, I was doing okay. My breakthrough came when I decided to put a course together to show people how to do this. So I would supply everything they needed. I would supply the listing material. I would show them how to automate the process. And I put a product together that I sold for $97. And what happened, it just took off. I was selling at least 5 to 10 copies per day. So I went from doing, you know, maybe a couple of $100 per day to sometimes over $1,000 in a day. And this is what I want to mention here. I figured a way to make money on eBay, and I was doing okay. But when I started to teach others how I was doing it, it exploded. And that was when I sort of realized that people, you know, they're prepared to pay to learn how to do things, you know, whatever it may be, build a list, get traffic, whatever it may be. And that's when it started to take off. And this was around, so, you know, I signed up for eBay around 2002. I started doing this around 2004. And by 2005, I was generating much, much more than I was working in a car plant where I used to work. And then I finally plucked up the courage to quit my job, which was on June the 3rd, 2006 at 12 noon. I remember, you know, like it was yesterday. So that's basically how I got started. And since then, I've developed many programs, software tools, things like that can help people online.
And it just goes to show that from small acorns, mighty oaks can grow. And for those people that haven't come across you before, John, maybe I could ask a little bit more about your background. You mentioned you worked in a car plant, so you're an ex-factory worker. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about, you know, your background and how that led you into finding eBay and then your own online business.
Well, to be honest, I hated my job. I was a human robot. I mean, if you can picture a production line, especially in a car plant, I was doing the same thing every 90 seconds or so. And I did that for around 15 years. And it the money was okay, especially for just a manual skilled labour job. But, you know, I had to get out, and I started to look online. Like I say, it was around the year 2000 I was starting to look. I basically got a computer, and almost straight away I was looking at ways to make money online. But it took me a couple of years of literally trying some crazy, crazy things. I mean, I remember buying into this program which said, if you leave your computer switched on, you will make money. So I was like, oh, wow, this sounds good. I paid $20 or something like that. And it was just throwing ads at you and getting you to click links. But, for people who have tried things, and believe me, I've tried literally everything. And it was only, it was almost by fluke I discovered eBay. I can't even remember how I discovered it. Obviously, it's a big site, and I'm pretty sure everyone's aware of it. But back in 2002, I just stumbled across it. Was fascinated by the way everything worked, and luckily I stumbled onto someone selling ebooks, and that's where it all took off.
Wow. And when you stepped away from working in the car plant, I mean, that must have been quite a worrying thing, because a lot of people, I believe, think that, will this last? I've gone into the online world, but is it going to be almost like a job for life?
Yeah. I probably could have quit about a year earlier than I did. I mean, picture this, I'm going and doing a night shift, some 10 and a half hours night shift. And I would sometimes get home and I've earned a month's wages online and I haven't done anything, if you know what I mean, while I've been at work. And I was thinking, wow, this is unbelievable. This is taking off. This is big. But still, I had a secure job. A steady job, it paid decent money, I got by, and it was a big, big step, because obviously when you go it alone, it's down to you. Yeah. But I think with what's been happening recently, in the last 12 months or so, I think a lot of people have realized, even people who maybe had secure jobs, are maybe realizing that's maybe not the thing now. I personally don't think there's many secure jobs out there. Anyone could lose their job tomorrow. So I actually think I'm in a better position now, that it's down to me. I'm in control, and I'm not relying on, a company telling me I've got a job. I work for myself, and I'm in control.
And you're also responsible for the amount that you earn as well, I guess, because of that. You can decide if you want to do a promotion for another product or, launch a new product yourself. Whereas if you're working in a 9-to-5 job, then you're pretty much dictated to what you will earn each year. So I guess there's an attraction there as well.
Of course. I mean, if you've got a job and you want to earn more money, you've got probably two choices, and that's to get a second job or work a lot of overtime. I mean, believe me, where I worked, there was people who were, tied into mortgages and things like that, and they literally had to work overtime every weekend. That's not a good life, is it?
That's right. So what made you want to get into the online space in the first place? Was it just that desire to make more money?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think I think we have this vision of pushing a couple of buttons and a ton of money is going to, almost come out of the machine in front of us. I think it's the freedom it gives you. I'm going to be honest, the financial side of it is fantastic as well. But for me, it was a freedom to sort of do what I want when I want. I mean, like I said, I would go to work and work 10 and a half hours, and my online business had made more money. Sometimes a month's wages, and I didn't do anything. Everything was automated. All I had to do was provide some support, which eventually I outsourced as well. But so then you realize you've got this time freedom as well. And I think that's, you've only got so many hours in a day. And do you really want to be spending, a third of your life working for someone else? Well, I didn't want to do that. And that's why I started looking online, and luckily I found a way.
I love this story as well, because as you say, it starts almost accidentally, humble beginnings, just selling things on eBay, and then it kind of morphed itself into more of a training kind of business. And I guess since then it's just exploded. Do you have any idea how many people you've trained over the years, John?
Oh, wow. That is a good question. It will be thousands. Sometimes I go to an event and the amount of people that come up to me and say, I remember you from the eBay days, and I haven't done eBay since 2008, 2009, right. Something like that. The amount of people who tell me that, it's unbelievable. And I've got people come up to me and say, you're the guy who got me started. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel humbled. And so there's a lot of people just basically, they mention eBay and I'm blown away.
And you're all doing this from your home. You're based in the northeast of England, and I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, you need to be based in a big city or wherever to be able to achieve the kind of results that you've achieved over the years. How much would you say where you're from has had an influence on the success that you've had?
Where I'm from, I don't. There's actually a few entrepreneurs from this area, but like I say, it's just humble beginnings for me, and wanting to better my life, wanting to have a better life for me and my family, and that's where it started. But you know, you're talking about offices and things like that. I've got an office. I love working from home, but for me, there's a lot of distractions. I mean, I'm in the home office right now, you know, with the current situation, and I did get an office, and I actually thought, do I really want to be doing this? I'm sort of putting myself back in that job scenario where I'm going almost to work, but I'm literally there. I mean, where I am, there's the complex of offices. Most guys are in suits and things like that, and I turn up sometimes in sweatpants and a t-shirt, you know, because I'm going online, and I might turn up at 10, 11 in the morning. Sometimes I'm leaving at 2, 3 in the afternoon, saying, what does that guy do, you know? So I for me personally, you can do it from home, but I just found there was too many distractions, so I did get an office. I've got my son who works for me. I've got a few people who work for me remotely, and it works very well.
Great. And if you were starting out now, what would you say that you would maybe do differently?
Oh, that is a good question. I think doing differently, I would probably start building a list from day one, building a mailing list. I was probably maybe 2-3 years into my career and doing okay, and I wasn't building that all-important list. And when I did start building a list, I was doing it through my internet service provider, you know, my hosting company, and it cost a lot of money. And, you know, getting an AWeber account today, get a GetResponse account today, whatever. If you're in a position now where you want to build an online business, I can't stress the importance of building a list from day one. That's one of the things I regret not doing, because I was building up this, you know, I probably sold maybe 10,000 units.
Really?
Yeah, before I started to think, hold on, I need to, you know, I need to get these guys, the people's emails and things like that. So I might have made a little bit of faster progress if I'd done that.
It's interesting though that, you know, to have sold 10,000 units and then you kind of go, actually, now I need to start building that list.
Yeah.
It shows that it's never too late in many respects.
That's very true, yeah. That is very, very true. I mean, if someone was coming to me today and saying, John, what do you recommend I do? I think, first of all, most people who I speak with, they tell me they've tried everything, or they'll say I've spent a lot of money, but 9 times out of 10, or even 99 times out of 100, they're looking for something push button simple.
Yeah.
They're looking for that secret thing, the golden goose, whatever you want to call it. And I usually sort of bring them back down to earth and saying, you're going to have to work hard. And for me, it's all about creating your own products and services. I mean, do you know any successful entrepreneur online who doesn't offer some sort of product or service? I can't think of any. And I think people need to realize that if they can put something together what can help others, then that's the start. And basically start selling products, start building that customer list and take it from there. But a lot of people, they get caught up in this cycle of buying product after product after product, maybe trying it for 2 or 3 days, giving up, seeing the next big thing come in or the next big launch, buying into that, and they just get caught in a never-ending cycle where they're just spending money and not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, you have to break that cycle in order to be able to build a business. And as you say, this is a business. So with any business, you have to invest time, effort, energy, maybe a little bit of money as well along the way. But the great thing about the internet is that it doesn't take a huge amount for you to be able to actually take those first few steps. I mean, John, you've done so well in your career, you know, so many accolades, so many awards. I know that recently you've won a ClickBank award. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a ClickBank Platinum vendor. I actually was a ClickBank Platinum vendor in the past. When I started putting my information products together, basically when I left eBay, I went to ClickBank. And then obviously we've got JVZoom, Warrior Plus, and it was about maybe 2014 I came away from ClickBank and moved over to the likes of JVZoo. But I still had products on ClickBank. Anyway, it was around, when was it? Maybe the start of 2019. There was all these Pierre Palace shoes and things like that. So I decided to take most of my business back to ClickBank. And within, I think it was within 4 months, I was told I'd already qualified for platinum seller status. I mean, I'm basically in the top 1% of ClickBank sellers. ClickBank is a fantastic platform. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to using ClickBank. For anyone who's not familiar, obviously, it's a place you can put your products on, have affiliates find your products and promote them. But they do a lot of other things and make it very, very easy for affiliates to find your product, promote your product. But they also take care of things like taxes, paying affiliates, things like that. I first started using it around 2006 and I'm still using it today.
Wow. I mean, that must make you really proud as well to be up in that top 1% of sellers on ClickBank. I mean, that's quite some achievement.
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea. I got an email off my ClickBank rep, and because ClickBank is a huge, huge company. I think, I could be wrong here, but I think they do over $1 million every single day in sales.
Wow.
You know, it's a very, very big company. And I think most people who do this online thing know of ClickBank. Obviously, we've got the JVZoos, Warrior Pluses, and there's other networks out there. But for me, ClickBank's the big one.
It's interesting as well that you say it takes away many of the headaches that perhaps a lot of people, you know, if you're just new to the business or just trying to get into the online space, there are so many questions that kick around in your mind. One of them is like, how do I collect the money? How do I pay the taxes? And as you say, with ClickBank, it actually takes away a lot of those headaches right from the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, every Wednesday they pay you like clockwork. I call Wednesday a ClickBank payday, but basically when a sale comes in, if an affiliate made the sale, they will get paid. Basically, ClickBank's a merchant on record, so they take the payment, take their fees, send the money out to the affiliate, they collect taxes, VAT, things like that, and then you get your cut into your account, and then every Wednesday you get paid.
Nice. I mean, when you first started, John, were your family, were your friends supportive of this, or were they quite dismissive? You know, were they saying, yeah, you'll never make it?
That's exactly what most of my friends were like. I've still got the same circle of friends, as you know. I've had the same circle of friends for many, many, many years. But a lot of them were sort of thinking, "What's he doing? What's he doing? You know, he's always on his computer and things like that." And it's surprising that over the years, a lot of my friends, or maybe my friends' friends, things like that, people who've heard about how I'm doing, they'll come to me and say, what is it you do? Can you help, etc.? And I get some crazy requests from people who say, I want to build a website and things like that. Can you help? But mostly, we had the initial sort of, you'll never, you know, you're wasting time. But now, obviously, all my friends realize that I've done the right thing.
So you had the naysayers at the beginning, but now,
but now
that they're on side.
And I think that can help spur you on as well. Yeah. You know, I assure them, you know what I mean? You can sort of get that attitude where you want to prove people wrong, and that can help you move forward.
Absolutely. And do they ever say, John, you know, you've changed, but obviously for the better, I mean.
To be honest, most of my very close friends tell me I'm the same guy, and I do try to be. I mean, you know, I still go out and goof off with them and things like that, and party with them, whatever you want to call it. And it's just the same now as it was, apart from the fact where maybe we've maybe got a little bit less hair and we're maybe put on a little bit of weight.
Haven't we all over the years?
Yeah.
And you have trained some big names. I don't know if you can name any of the students that you've had that have come through your courses, John.
Yeah, some of the biggest names, Omar Martin, Lee McIntyre, who goes back a long way. He, you know, I helped him get started online. There's some huge names. I'm trying to think of some off the top of my head.
I know. Here's me putting you on the spot.
But Omar Martin is my most successful student. He's done multiple millions online, and he literally bought into my first coaching program in 2008. And he actually said to me, the first communication he gave me, he said, I'm going to be your most successful student. Just tell me what to do and I will follow it to the letter. And I was sort of blown away by that. And it turned out to be true, because I've got my coaching program. And sometimes, you know, what I say to my students is just follow my program, because it's step-by-step daily training. Follow it to the letter and then you'll get results. And we have a Facebook group, and then someone will come in and say, what if I do this? What if I do that? And Omar's usually straight in, stop. Just follow the program and you will get results.
That's great. And what an accolade as well, because I mean, Omar, we'd love to get him on the show at some point. We'd love to interview him as well. Maybe he could tell us some of the you know, some of the other side of the story about how he discovered John Thornhill, for example. That'd be great. But in terms of the course, you mentioned your coaching program, John. Can you maybe explain a little bit more about that, and also how people can find out more about the coaching program?
Yeah. It's called Partnership to Success. It's called Partnership to Success. It was my original coaching program was just called John Thornhill Coaching in 2008. And basically, I'd learned the process of product creation from start to finish. And over the years, it's sort of evolved. And I think this is maybe the fifth version of Partnership to Success. It's been running since 2011. And it shows you literally how to go from zero to build an online presence, create a product, and everyone can create a product. I don't care what anyone says. A lot of people think, what can I teach? Why would people want to listen to me, etc.? But I teach all of that. And basically, we follow right through to building out your members area, creating your sales page, everything. But the thing what I believe makes my program different is when you come to launch, I help you promote it. I basically promote it as an affiliate, and I let my affiliates know that you've got a launch and things like that. We've actually got two launches this week from students who are having their very, very first launch, and it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, sounds it as well. And how can you find out about the Partnership to Success?
Partnershiptosuccess.com.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, nice and simple.
And what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out?
The biggest advice I said earlier, is don't look for that easy push button, make money for doing nothing, riches. I know they're out there. We get pushed every single day. We get emails and, you know, of all these different marketers having launches from their affiliates telling you how easy it is. I'm here to burst your bubble and say it's not as easy as people make out. It takes hard work and dedication. But if you're prepared to put the work in and you follow someone who's done this before, it doesn't have to be me. I would say find a coach. Find someone who's been there and done that. Ask if they've got a course or a program or if they can help you personally, whatever, and just follow the advice they give. Because it took me almost 6 years to get to a position to quit my job. I didn't have any coaches, didn't have anyone to go to, made so many mistakes. And that's another reason I put my course together, because I made so many mistakes that I can teach people not to make the mistakes I made. So that's the best advice I can give. Prepare to work hard, and find someone who is where you want to be, and just follow what they tell you.
Makes absolute sense. What does the year ahead have for you, John? I mean, is there something you're working on?
Yes, I've got a few products in the pipeline, but this year I'm actually going to try and focus on getting my program out there more. Even though I've been doing it for, like I say, I think we're in our 11th year, I want to try and help more people. That's the way I look at it. The more I can get my program out there, the more people will hopefully have results. And I'm focusing on trying to push that in a big way this year. I'm looking at doing more things like, for example, Facebook ads and things like that. But I'm also working on a website builder with Dave Nicholson. I've done a lot of stuff with Dave Nicholson over the years. And we've created this over the years, this website builder that we use for ourselves, and we've decided to put it together and launch that out there. That's probably going to be one of the big launches we've got this year.
Nice. And do you have a time scale on that?
Probably. I'm saying probably March, April, but we're very, very good at putting dates back, things getting in the way. We wanted to be ready before we even start thinking of launch dates, and we're nearly there. We've been testing it, and we've let a few people have access. They love it. The beauty of our, you know, there's so many page builders, website builders, whatever you want to call them. It is super, super, super simple, very, very newbie friendly. Because, excuse me, I know from using website builders myself, I'm not going to name what I use, but a lot of people still have problems with them when they, you know, come to my support and say, I can't do this, I can't do that. So we've tried to come up with something what eliminates that problem, and it's super, super simple.
Nice. Well, good luck with that launch later on in the year. I mentioned earlier about the Partnership to Success program. Again, if anybody wants to find out more about that, it's partnershiptosuccess.com. And if anybody wants to find out more about you, John, where should they go?
Just johnthornhill.com. Or search my name, go to my blog, and you can find out more about me there. I'm not going to send you to a sales page or anything like that. You can go to my blog, you can check my About Me page, and you can see what some of the products I've got on there. And if you want to connect with me, you can.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for being so generous with the information as well. It's been great chatting with you.
Brilliant. Thank you.